Interesting insight into autism this morning. School kids with it are almost three times more likely to be stood down or suspended. This is Otago University Research. Dane Dugan is the CEO of Autism New Zealand. Morning.
Morning, Mike.
It does make sense, doesn't it? Because you've got a class of 37, one kid's acting up, could be autism, might not be, who would know? You send them out, you know, that's how it works, isn't it? Rightly or wrongly.
Absolutely, it makes sense. And the very nature of autism is it's not the behaviour that's the concern, it's what triggers that behaviour. And there needs to be far more understanding in the schooling system around that as well. But obviously what this research shows is those children that are getting AWS funding are far less likely to get stood down because they're getting better supports in that classroom.
Exactly. So why isn't everyone who needs it getting funding? Or is that an obvious question with an obvious answer?
I guess. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt that putting more funding into the system is going to help. It's not going to solve all the problems of the world, but it's certainly going to help. And this research backs that up. And we're hopeful that conversations with the ministry now, with this evidence behind it, will actually make a positive difference in that space.
How much is undiagnosed? Do we know?
We don't even have numbers of people who are diagnosed in New Zealand, Mike, which is a problem. So without knowing the number of children or adults who are diagnosed as autistic, how do you know how much resource to put into a system? So that's a critical flaw in our system to start with. But to answer your question, yeah, there probably is a number of people who are also undiagnosed. Because they're undiagnosed, they don't get any support or any understanding either.
Does the suspension trigger a flag that people go, right, let's have a look at this now?
No, it doesn't, as I understand it. It doesn't. From what I understand, the Ministry of Ed don't sort of hold those stats on the number of people
Why
who are
wouldn't
disabled.
It? Because surely at that point you'd go, okay, kid's suspended. Is there a reason? Is there some, could it be autism? Wouldn't that be like an obvious thing to look at?
You'd think so as well, and there are processes and mechanisms in place that parents can take. So as I understand it, through Human Rights Commission, there is a process you can take if your child's been suspended and you think it's unjustly, but that doesn't have I don't think the outcome of that has to be put in place. So it doesn't have a lot of teeth from what I understand. So there needs to be a lot looked at. But from my perspective, it's all about looking at the entire system, obviously putting more resource. And it is being reviewed now, which is a positive, and we've been involved in that as well. So we're hopeful that review of the high needs scheme will make a big difference moving forward.
Well, let's hope so, Dane. Appreciate your time very much. Dane Dugan, Autism New Zealand.